Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be remembering a lady who used to own a florist here in town. In fact, not only did she own it, she started several people on their way in the floral business. Her name was Martha Halcomb Pierce. We're going to talk to her daughter, Bobby Garrett, who continues to own that business today, along with her daughter, Kelly. We'll do that right after this word.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome, All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you here on this Saturday morning. Today, we're going to talk about flowers. Now, sometime in your life, you probably have received some kind of a floral arrangement, or you've seen them at least. And there are people in this world who have to make those. You know, I'm assuming that nowadays there's probably a machine that can do it. But for the most practical purposes, there's somebody that is standing somewhere designing those floral arrangements. We are going to talk today about a lady in our town who had a florist for many years and not only owned a florist, but also got some other florists started in our town. And her name was Martha Pierce. Now, with us today on the program is Martha's daughter, Bobby Garrett. Bobby, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad you are with us as we remember Martha and Nicholasville florist. Now, let's start where we should start and talk about Martha and how she came to be in the world as it is. Was she from here?
No, she was from Crab Orchard, Kentucky. She was born there and lived there until she married my father, and they lived in Danville for a while, and then he got a job in Lexington at the Lexington Signal Depot was called in. They moved to Nicholasville so he'd be closer to his work.
Now, when would that have been?
That would have been in 1948.
So now, was he from Crab Orchard too?
Danville.
He was from Danville. Mm-hmm. So they're how did they meet? Do you know?
I'm not real sure.
Somehow they hooked up over in that end of the country.
Right.
So he went to work in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I guess they were living in Danville, did you say?
Yes.
So just a little bit closer would have been Nicholasville. How come they didn't go on to Lexington, I wonder?
They really didn't want to live in a bigger city. I think they wanted to keep the small town feel. So.
Now, your mom, Martha, at what point in time did she decide that she liked to deal with flowers?
She helped a friend that had a florist in Stanford, and she would go over there and help them when they had a busy time. And then she decided she would like to have a TV. So she thought, well, I'll open a florist since there's not one in Nicholasville, so I can get a TV. So she worked and got her TV.
To save money for a television.
Right. That's very many then, you know, not a lot of people had televisions then.
So. But that's how it started. Want of a television.
Want of a television, right.
When we get down the road a little bit in this program, we'll point out to people what kind of impact the want of a television had.
Right.
But before we do, let's back up a little bit and talk about the personal side of Martha. And your dad's name?
My dad's name was Walker Brown Halcomb.
Okay. So she met him.
Right.
And they moved to Nicholasville. Now, at what point did you come along?
I was 3 years old when we moved here.
Okay. So you were born over in the Danville area.
Right.
So you came to Nicholasville.
Actually, I was born in Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Well, we're away from home now. How in the world?
My dad was stationed in the Navy in Klamath Falls, Oregon.
So you're a military brat of sorts.
I am.
So he was stationed there. You were born, but the home was in Danville.
Right.
And at 3 years old, you became a Jessamine County.
Right.
And been here ever since, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, you're an only child.
No, I have an older sister, Linda.
Did I know that? All these years I have known you guys, and I don't think I ever knew that.
She left when she graduated from high school.
Okay.
Well, she went to Transylvania. And then when she graduated from college, she went to Cincinnati and worked for Procter & Gamble.
Okay. Is she still there?
No, she's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, she went down south.
Yeah. They retired.
So
she and her husband retired.
Was it just you and her then?
Yes.
So how come you decided to stick around? Maybe and we're glad you did.
Maybe she was the smart one. I know. Well, she was going to be a teacher when she graduated, and then mother had remarried. My stepfather and his sons worked for Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati, so they told her, you know, they had some openings there, and so she went there to work and worked there for years.
So you came along. Now, at what point in time, if you can remember a year, what year would it have been when she opened her florist?
1951.
And that was located where?
On 4th Street.
On four, was it in a home?
In our, well, we had a garage beside the house that they turned into the shop. That's where she stayed until about 1956, I think it was.
Well, now, you know, Bobby, the lady is sitting at home wanting a television. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things she could have done to raise money to buy a television. Why flowers?
Well, she loved them. She
just was a gardener and decided that's something she could do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she was literally self-taught.
Oh, yes.
She opened this business up really not knowing anything about the floral business.
Right, right.
And did it on her own.
Right.
Wow. That even makes it more of an interesting story, because how many people that have owned florists in this town got their start and learned their trade from Martha?
Several.
A bunch. And that's what I was talking about a little while ago that we would get to. Mm-hmm. Because out of that, you had Hester Hunter. Mm-hmm. Who was some of the other ones that you might remember?
Henrietta and Mitzi.
Yeah, Walker. Uh-huh. Henrietta Walker, uh-huh. Barnett.
Uh-huh. And I can't think of
it. And, of course, she trained you. Now, how long did Martha, let's go the timeline. You said she was at 4th Street until 56. And at what point did she go where?
In 56, she moved to town because my father had cancer, and he told her that he thought she should go to town and have a bigger florist because he didn't think he would make it. She needed to be able to earn a living for my sister and I, which she did. She worked very hard.
Isn't that interesting, the way you just said that? They lived on 4th Street, and he told her she needed to go to town.
Town, right, which wasn't very far.
Because back then, 4th Street was getting out in the country.
Right.
So she came to town. Where was her first florist located?
Next to Hemp Hills. There was a smaller building there between Hemp Hills and what was the jewelry store.
Yeah.
We stayed there probably not more than a year, and Hemp Hills decided they wanted to expand.
So her first place downtown is now part of the whole, what Jay's Coffee Shop now.
Right.
But that whole thing, it would have been inside there, like on the end there.
Yes.
So then she left there and went...
And went down to the building that used to be Old Baskets Restaurant years ago.
The block now, for our listeners that aren't from around here, this is the block that starts with United Bank and goes all the way down to Oak Street, right down next to the reopened Coach-like Antique
Mall. Right, yes.
Yeah, okay. So she was in there. Was that after Baskets? I guess it would have been.
Yes, yes. And then in 1973, I think, we had the flash flood in Nicholasville when we had all of the water. Some other said, we've got to go to higher ground.
Yeah.
So
we moved 4 blocks up.
Right.
Now, that's where you're located.
That's where we are now.
That house has a lot of history.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We were having, we had a show on a few weeks ago. We were talking to Terry Leach,
yes.
About her dad, Ned. Mm-hmm. And your all's place came up in our conversation, and we were talking about the cabins out back.
Right.
Uh-huh. Because Ned and her mother lived in those cabins for a little while.
Oh, everybody, they'll come in the shop and they say, well, this is where we lived when we first got married, you know. So I guess it was the place to be then.
Now, how many's back there now?
There's only 3 left.
But do you know how many there were?
Probably 8, I think.
Really? Mm-hmm. And they're really small.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking a couple of rooms, maybe.
Probably 2 rooms. Yeah. And there was only one that had a bathroom in the basement of the shop in the house where we are. There's a shower downstairs where people came in to a community shower.
Wow. Almost kind of go a campground of sorts.
Right. Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
People have said that they thought that was one of the first motels in Nicholasville.
So it wasn't necessary, although there was some people that probably lived there for some time. It wasn't one of those places where you stayed for a long time.
No, no. just to get started, I think, when they got married.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And in the program, in the Leach program, we actually said, and we hope it was okay, we actually said that we hope Bobby wouldn't mind if you want to drive down behind their floors to see those two cabins.
No, no.
Because they're still there. You can go in, of course, but you can drive through there and see.
Sure.
And for people that may not know where you are, you go down Main Street toward the Edgewood Plaza, and you're on the left, right before you get to the Hayden Company.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about one other thing there was, as we had, I remember kind of when you all moved there. But the thing that I remember the most about that location was the misspelled sign.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people, they're like, what are you talking about now? Because they have a sign. In fact, you have a sign out front. I know it's spelled correctly now.
Right.
But for a long time, instead of Martha being spelled M-A-R-T-H-A, I guess whoever made the sign put M-A-T-R-H-A, Matra. Was that what happened?
Yes, he liked to partake of alcohol, and I think when he made the sign.
And it stayed that way for a long time.
It stayed that way for a long time, yes.
Wonder how many people didn't notice it. Because if you just drove by, you probably wouldn't.
No, but there would be people who would come in and say, did you know your name's spelled wrong?
How come you didn't change it?
Kind of a conversation piece.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's where they're located and are still located.
Right.
But anyway, Martha raised you to know how to do this business, and you, and of course, your daughter,
right,
Kelly, run it today. Martha, she was there since 73. When did we lose Martha? What year was it that she died?
She died in 2003.
She had a big impact on people in a way that she may not even have realized. You know, that's one of those businesses that I can see that you can have effect, hopefully in a really good way, and maybe not even know it. Because you don't always, when you're fixing a bouquet of roses for somebody, you might know who's going to get it, but you don't really know how they're going to react.
No, that's true.
And you're kind of sending a product out there that you know looks great, and you're just hoping somebody really enjoys it. It's got to be hard work, though. Very creative work.
And people come in and say, oh, I love this. Is such fun work. Well, it is fun work, but holidays like Valentine's, Easter, Mother's Day, we work way up into the mornings to get our flowers out.
Now, at what point in time did you decide, Mom, this is what I want to do?
I was six, and I helped out in the florist. I went to school, and they said I wasn't old enough to go, which was great. I got to come home for a year, and I helped and went with Mother to make deliveries and everything, and I loved it. And then I went to school, didn't really want to go to school because I thought that's what I wanted to do, and always did. But then when I graduated, Mother said, you need to go to college for a year. I said, okay, I'll go. But I went for a year, and then I wanted to work in the florist.
So this is something
I always wanted to do.
You were raised in it, and it was instilled in your mind, and that's it.
Yes, yes.
And have you ever had a regret?
No, never.
How long have you been doing it?
Probably, well,
long time.
50, 60 years.
Wow. That's a long time to put flowers together.
It is, yes.
What have you seen in the floral business that's been the biggest change from when your mom, well, when you kind of started getting into it till now? What do you see?
The biggest change, I think, is the computer.
Yeah.
The websites. Lots of people order off of our website. So we can't just, order any kind of flowers now. Everything is specific that they want. So I think that's the biggest change that happened.
What do you think, well, what do you know, is the biggest flower day? What are we seeing? I would guess Valentine's, maybe?
Valentine's, I think.
Do you see other holidays that have surprised you?
Easter used to be a really big one, but it's not very big anymore.
Wow.
We used to go out in the mornings on Easter morning and deliver corsages to people before they went to church, and now nobody wears a corsage.
Yeah, right.
But me and Kelly.
Right. And times change. They do change, and different types of way you celebrate things change.
Yes.
Of course, Valentine's things never changes because most men know that they're safe as long as there's flowers on Valentine's Day, I guess. But as you said, the computer thing is a whole different ball game. Was Martha around for any of that?
Oh, no, no.
What would she think?
I really don't think she would like it.
She was just too old school.
Yeah. Well, you know, she could design something the way she wanted it. And now we have to go by
the picture. And that is true.
Yes.
That is true. In fact, I've even done that.
Right.
I mean, here recently I saw one on your website, and I thought, oh, that looks nice. And I talked to your daughter, and I said, this was the name of it, and you designed it like it was.
Right.
So I guess back then you did your own creativity. Now somebody else is doing your copying of sorts. What else in the florist business has changed? I mean, it's not just flowers anymore.
No, we do a lot of, like, for funerals, we do a lot of take-home afghans, wind chimes, music boxes.
Other than flowers. Other and, of course, flowers incorporated in probably.
Right, right.
In some time. You talked about funerals. What, you know, used to be the day when you would send a basket of flowers, and that basket of flowers would eventually end up on a grave, either in the real hot sun or the red wine. Are you seeing as much of that anymore, or is more people leaning to the
take-home things more than not flowers, yes.
Yeah.
But you have to have beautiful flowers at a funeral to help soften the atmosphere and help people to feel better about it.
Right. And, you know, even in that, it's more than just somebody calling and saying, Bobby, my mother has died. I need some flowers for the casket. It's more than that.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
You all go and try to help them in arranging the color and the look and the make it all coordinates. It's it's a lot more than just putting a flower out there.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So your daughter gets into it.
Yes.
Now, before we talk about her getting into it, let's talk about your family. You talked about your sister, you know, and one of the main reasons I would suppose that you stayed in this county is that you got hooked up with a rough bunch. I mean, you met that Garrett boy.
Right.
Tell us about how you all got together and your children.
Well, Jerry and I married in 1966, and he worked at IBM. I worked at the florist. And then Kelly was born in 1971.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you and Jerry...
I had to take her to work with me.
Did you really?
And I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would get one of those little swings, you know, and wind it up, and she would swing. And
well, how did you and Jerry meet? Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Something we can tell.
Right, it is. We were down at Lock 8. That was a big place to go then, down on the beach when they had that. And he had a boat. And my friend was with me, and Jerry had a friend with him, and they pulled up. Y'all want to go for a boat ride? Sure, we do. So we hopped in, and that's how we...
And that was it.
That's how we met.
Mm-hmm. The rest is history.
Right.
At what point did you find out about all them others? That Garrett bunch is a big family.
Oh, yes, it is. Wasn't too long after that. I guess we went to eat out there, which was a great time because his mother was a wonderful cook.
Right.
And we would have a good time eating and having social together.
Now, Jerry went on to retire from IBM.
Yes.
And probably has worked harder since retirement
now
because he works for you.
Right. That's good. We get along good, too,
Well, you send him out on the road.
Right.
I mean, how can you not when you tell him, take those flowers and leave?
Right.
Jerry's driven for you guys for quite a while, hasn't he?
Yes, he has, since 1990.
And, you know, that's another part of it there. Mm-hmm. That part of that business that makes it a hometown feel is that you got somebody, it's not like, well, let me see how I want to put this. Today, I could go online if I wanted to, I would assume. I've never done it, but I could assume that I could go online and I could order anything, whether it's flowers or candy or an umbrella.
Right.
And I could have that shipped to somebody's home through the mail or UPS or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But it's not that personal touch of somebody walking to your door and the doorbell ringing and there stands Jerry. Mm-hmm. With a beautiful thing of roses, these are for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the local personal touch that I think you all still provide that is
right.
pretty
and
nice.
We've had some discussion with some of the, what we call the order gatherers. Mm-hmm. They promise a lot of things that they cannot keep. Mm. And we've told them, said, you know, if people would order, talk to us direct,
right,
we can tell them if we can deliver it that day.
Right.
Or if we have a particular flower that they're wanting. And if something they want is not pretty that day, you know,
yeah,
you can suggest something else. So,
and that is something that I had never thought about, and I bet a lot of people don't,
mm-hmm,
is that, you know, I don't know how many species of flowers there are in the world. Millions, I would assume.
Millions, yes.
And there's no way that you can have that stock at your place. There's no florist that can have that kind of stock. So you're right,
right,
in
mm-hmm
that one day I decide that I want to send my wife some yellow six-petaled thingamajig, mm-hmm, from Africa,
mm-hmm,
I shouldn't naturally assume that because I can order on the website that you're going to have that in Knoxville, Kentucky.
Right.
So it's good sense, mm-hmm, and it makes good sense that a person should call you and talk to you and mm-hmm say, here's what I'm thinking, can you do it? And if not, what's a good alternative?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about it.
We have people, like yesterday, this lady said, are you a real florist? Do you have a shop? Are you in Nicholasville? I said, yes, because I think, you know, that they have been caught by some of the order gatherers, as we call them.
Yeah.
And not been happy with what they got.
Well, Martha, of course, started this. We have to go back to this. Martha made a career for herself, for you, for your daughter.
Right.
And who knows for what future generations may come down the road.
Maybe because, my grandchildren.
You know, Kelly has what, kids in the middle school.
Yes.
Because she wanted a TV.
Yes.
And she was resourceful enough to think, how can I get that goal? Because of wanting that,
mm-hmm,
she has provided an income for your family for
right
quite a while. And not only that, she has provided a lot of enjoyment.
Sure.
For a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what she'd think today if she could see what your business is doing, and what do you think she'd say?
I think she'd be very happy.
Yeah.
I hope she would say, I'm proud.
And she would.
Mm-hmm. And she would be happy that Kelly was there. Of course, Kelly was small when
right
she passed away.
Right.
But she would be happy that they've come along, and Kelly's daughter, Abby, she mm-hmm has an interest in it also.
What about
so
that? She'd probably be pretty amazed. Do you think that you're still going?
Yes, she would.
Because
well, she always had a goal. Mother would always set a goal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live to be at least 80, you know. I want to see you all married and so forth. So mm-hmm she always set a goal for things like that.
This question, you may be expecting it if you've heard some of my other broadcasts. Mm-hmm. How do you describe Martha in one word? That's a hard question. That's the hardest question you'll get all day.
It is.
Let's split it up. How would you describe her in one word as Martha the businesswoman?
She is fantastic as a businesswoman.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, this might be your same answer. How do you describe her as a mom?
That probably would be fantastic,
yeah,
too, because she raised my sister and I by herself and worked.
Yeah.
But she always would have time to take us to ball games or any kind of activity mm-hmm we needed to do. So.
And that would have been hard.
Yes,
with the schedule that she had to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you said, it's not a normal 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job. It's exact opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there have been times, even in yours and Jerry's life, where you've probably had to say, well, we can't do that because we got to take care of this business. If you want the business to be successful.
That's right. We could never have plans.
Yeah.
Never. And if we went somewhere, we always had to take flowers with us. So.
Really?
Brian, yes.
Now, explain that.
I always told Mother, I said, when I die, I'll probably have to take flowers with me to heaven.
Well, the good news is I would assume that when you get there, there will be plenty of flowers to pick.
Well, I hope so.
That you won't have to worry about
right
taking any with you. So I guess the future plans for Nicholasville Florist, Martha's Vineyard, and that's mm-hmm something we haven't even talked about. Why was there two different names?
My stepfather, when we moved up there, of course, there was all the cabins in the back, mm-hmm, and he decided he was interested in antiques, so mm-hmm he decided he would open an antique shop there in the back, and there was a little grape arbor out back, and so we were talking about a name for it, and he said, let's call it Martha's Vineyard. Hmm. Then when he passed away, we tried to keep up the antiques, but it was too much for us to do do both.
So this was Mr. Pierce.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just kept it on the sign.
We just kept it on the sign.
And it's spelled correctly now.
Yes, it's right.
Folks, when you go up Main Street, it's not hard to find their business. It's not hard. Not only look for the sign, but there's another thing that you can see. And you probably have seen and maybe didn't realize what it was, but you guys probably have some of the best dressed windows of any business in this town, especially, well, all year long, but especially at Christmas. Oh, my gosh, the work that you guys have to put into that. And, folks, if you are, we talked earlier this year in a program with Father Bush, the Catholic Church, about the nativity out front. On your way to see that, pay attention to the front windows at Nicholasville Florist, because it's truly amazing the job you all do just in those windows. And again, it's all year round. You always have those looking very nice. I would assume, and I started to say a while ago, the fate of this business is just as it is today. It'll keep right on going.
I hope so.
And
I think so with Kelly.
And I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Kelly, even if your grandchildren didn't, Kelly's a young lady.
Yes.
I mean, so we get to see Nicholasville Florist potentially, if not pretty close now, become the oldest continuous business in this town. It has to be up there. I can't think of too many.
I was trying to think of.
Well, you know, you think you may have people like Stratton Lumber and Farmers Bank.
Yes.
But other than that, I mean, you're getting in, what'd you say, 1951? One?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going on 60-some-odd years here now.
65 years. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and with Kelly continuing it, could be very easily hit that 100
hit
mark.
100. That would be a goal for us.
That would be a great goal.
Right.
Now, poor old Jerry. I don't know that I'd still have him driving.
No, we have another driver, too. And Jerry does our side work every, you know, oh, this has to be there at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
You go take it quick.
Well, that's good, because I could see at Jerry's age, he'd forget quite often, quite quickly. How did you marry an older man is what I want to know.
That was pretty good,
It has its advantages,
right,
doesn't it?
Right.
Well, our time is up, but I do appreciate you coming in,
well,
Bobby.
Thank you.
Yeah, and talking about Martha, because as we said, Martha had a long-lasting impact in a lot of ways.
She did.
There's a lot of people who are listening and a lot of people who remember Martha Pierce and can say, you know, I got a flower arrangement from her back when or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's her want to have a goal of a television.
Of a television.
Has brought a lot of good feelings to a lot of good people in this community. And it continues on.
I hope so.
And you should be very proud of what she did and that she was a part of this community. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Well, a big thank you to Bobby for coming in and shedding some light and some remembrances about Martha Pierce, a person who brought us a lot of great joy in her floral work here in Jessamine County. We appreciate you being with us every Saturday morning here on All Things Jessamine, and we'll do it again next week at 11 a.m. It's all for you on your radio station, Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.